Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Powers Court Friday Fix. I'm Sarah McLeod, Head of Healthcare at Powers Court, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jim Short, CEO of Celadon Pharmaceuticals, a Powers Court client that recently became the first medical cannabis company to list on AIM in over 20 years. Welcome, Jim, and congratulations on the listing, which you have somehow managed to achieve in the midst of an absolutely relentless market sell-off at the end of a global pandemic and on the eve of some seismic geopolitical events. Jim, for the benefit of those who might still attach a stigma to the use of medical cannabis, can you explain the difference between recreational use and medical application?
I came from an era where cannabis is illegal. So when anybody ever mentioned cannabis to me, it was no, not interested, not that because it's illegal. But now when I've got involved in this space and I look at it from a pharmaceutical end, i.e. gel capsule, tablets, the devices that we use, it's completely worlds apart. And the easiest way I can explain to people is your CBD world is water and your cannabinoid world is a really good red wine. They're both liquid, but they're completely different outcomes. And that's the simplest way I can explain it.
So, Jim, just for the benefit of listeners who may not be familiar with the differences, the CBD products you're talking about are the products that are widely advertised on bill posters, are available in Boots and wellness clinics. You can buy them over the counter. What you're talking about is something with an element of THC in it, which is the psychoactive compound of cannabinoids, and that's what is going to make the difference and make it more of a pharmaceutical grade product.
Hopefully the stigma is starting to relax a bit, and it's going to take time, but we're here as a company to hopefully reduce that stigma. Somebody once said to me halfway through this journey, they said, do you know what you should do is try and come up with a different name and not call it a cannabinoid. And I said, no, why would we want to do that? Cannabinoids have been around for hundreds of years, but a lot of people don't realise, and I didn't until I got involved. So that's our journey. Yeah, we're bumps in the road, but we're here, we're enjoying it.
We're hearing that the UK is on the brink of an opioid crisis and that millions of Brits are suffering from chronic pain. How do you think medical cannabis can play a role in helping those patients?
So the fortunate thing by me meeting patients and speaking to them, and I still speak to patients today, you know, I have a list of numbers. One of our nurses asked them, am I okay to call them? And I call them, I speak to them constantly, different ones, you know, to get their feedback. If we start at the patient and we look at chronic pain, there are over 20 million people with chronic pain in the UK, of which the government statistics are saying there's between 8 or 9 million of those that are eligible for a cannabinoid. And as I say, Sarah, when I say I ring patients up, these are patients that are currently on our trial. And actually, there was a lady that was interviewed by The Guardian recently who's on our trial. This lady worked full time. She had to stop working. She was on 40 odd tablets a day. She's now down to pretty much zero. And the most importantly, she's going back to work.
Medical cannabis has been legal for several years now, yet only a handful of prescriptions have been issued. What do you think is holding the industry back?
For somebody to be eligible for a cannabinoid, well, it means that doctor has to be able to demonstrate that that patient has tried every other form of medication before that specialist doctor can prescribe a cannabinoid. So for me, that tells me there's roughly 9 million people on opioids. Now, I don't want to go down the banner that we potentially have an opioid problem, but there are 9 million people that need to try something else. The problem with that is you can only get, as a patient, the product on what's called a named patient basis. So that prescription from that doctor has to go and get approved by the Home Office MHRA. And only once it's been stamped, you can import that product for that patient. So that's why it's so expensive at the moment. And that's why it's taking so long for the patients to get the product. Now, the advantage of being producing it in the UK, we are producing it under the same regulators that are stamping the prescription anyway. So that means, A, we're producing it to the highest of standard under the UK regulators. And B, we can get that product to the patient very quickly. The other reason why we chose the UK is what we forget in the UK, we are the world leaders in pharma. You know, look at some of the great companies that we've got in the UK, which means hopefully we can access some of that talent and joint venture with these big farmers. We've got a number of joint ventures going on.
I do just want to get one more question in, which is around your AIM listing, which in itself must have brought its own challenges. Can you expand on why you chose that route to the public markets and what you think the benefits will be?
Yeah, so I've known AIM for a long time because of other businesses we were looking at putting on AIM in the past. And I know there's a number of other cannabinoid companies gone on different markets, but we chose AIM because we felt it would help us stand out above the rest as a true pharma company. You know, we believe AIM turned a number of other companies down prior to us. We're proud that AIM have allowed us onto their platform. There's only one other company that they've allowed in this space, and that was GW Pharma. Another great UK success story. The reason why I wanted to list the business last year when we started was I want us to stand out differently as we are a pharma company. I don't want to be seen as just another cannabis company, another CBD company. And we just felt that being on AIM, it means we can now be on the radar of some of the institutional investors.
I'm glad to hear you've got their support, Jim. That's great. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure. Congratulations once again on getting this far. We're really looking forward to working with you on the next chapter.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Look forward to seeing you up on site.